Hi, my dear friends. You are listening to Kuku Radio, and this is Yuki here for today. In our today's program, we are going to talk about how to burst out of bed each morning. Today, we are going to talk about number three, tips three, living with purpose. Living with purpose.欢迎收听本期的可可电台，我是 Iki。 今天依然是想要跟大家一起来讨论到的一个小话题，就是摆脱起床困难户。今天想要跟大家一起来分享到的是第三个小 tips， 设立目标。 Young children will do anything to avoid going to sleep at night。每天晚上呢，小孩总是吵吵闹闹的不肯睡觉。These same children are also the ones that can't wait to get out of bed first thing in the world. 到了早晨呢，他们又迫不及待地从床上爬起来。The simple reason for this non-lazy behavior is that they don't want to miss a thing.
孩子们为什么会有这种不偷懒的行为习惯呢？原因呢，非常非常简单。他们对世界原因呢非常非常简单，他们对世界充满了好奇心，不愿意错过任何的事情。
As adults, we may need more persuasion than not wanting to miss a thing.
作为成年人的话，对世界的好奇心在我们身上已经难觅踪迹了。
This is why we take extra steps.In creating fun, life-changing goals, and scheduling specific ways of how we'll get a step closer to these goals during this coming day.
因此呢，我们要采取其他的一些方式来创造乐趣，树立一些生活的目标啊，定制工作计划等等等等。还有呢，不要忘了让每天离实现目标都更近一步。
What we all need. It's not necessary, of course, we are willing to die for, but at least, of course, we are willing to live for.
其实我们需要的不一定是一项为之奋斗终身的事业，但是呢，至少我们应该设立一个生活的目标，对不对？ OK, 以上就是今天的可可电台，我们想聊的一个小话题。如何摆脱起床困难户，给大家提供的第三个小 tips， 设立生活的目标。Again, please remember.
Okay, thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.